Hi, I'm Kevin Seidenstricker, and in the American Media Studios with us is Patrick Tuttle with Visit Joplin. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I am really excited for you to share all of this information with our listeners on all these vintage military vehicles that are going to be rolling through from Big Brutus through Joplin and the old terminal. When exactly is this?
On the 15th at Big Brutus and then drive through Joplin on the 16th.
Where are they coming from, Patrick, and what are they doing with these vehicles?
Let's start with the history. And a lot of people don't know that for the north-south part of our region, our highways are actually dubbed the Jefferson Highway. You know, people are familiar with I-44, I-49, Route 66. But the Jefferson Highway went from Winnipeg to New Orleans, and it was called the Pine to the Palms. It was the nickname of this highway. And it predates Route 66 by about a decade. But in 1918, you remember this time frame, in 1918, sure. The military was testing all these major new highways we had across the country about moving the military. How well could they do it? And because a lot of these roads weren't paved yet. We're still talking about ruts and all kinds of things. So a guy you may have heard of, Lieutenant Colonel Dwight D. Eisenhower, led a convoy in 1918 from Winnipeg down to the New Orleans coastal area. And this is a test to see if we could protect both borders with our military. Well, the Military Vehicle Preservation Association is reenacting the 1918 convoy that's starting in Minnesota and coming through here with about 45 to 50 vintage military vehicles.
Wow.
And they'll be overnighting in the mineral area of Big Brutus on the 15th and then driving into Joplin the morning of the 16th and stopping at the old airport terminal, the Dennis Weaver Boulevard, just off of Highway 171. It'd be there about two and a half hours, and then departing, and they got to get to Muskogee.
Patrick, around what time do you think they estimate they'll be rolling into Joplin?
You should be at the parking lot before 8:30.
Okay.
They'll be rolling in around 8:30. They can't hit the roundabout at Stone's Corner prior to 8:15. The MoDOT will not allow them to hit the roundabout until after the traffic has thinned out for the morning.
Morning commute.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you are commuting through the Stone's Corner area, plan your commute accordingly.
Correct. When they park, the public is invited out there. They're actually stopping for breakfast that's being provided by CFI and the American Legion Post 13. But the public is able to walk around these vehicles and see them and check them out and learn the history of these vehicles.
And I know they're going to be fed really well also by Granny Schaefer's.
Yes.
And I do want to emphasize that this is off of MacArthur Drive at the General Aviation side. There's a big old sign there, General Aviation, on the south side of the airport. People often confuse the commercial side off of North 43 with that. So I just wanted to emphasize that. And that history, I'm glad you shared that with us, Patrick, because that is so important. And this is a great opportunity for people of all ages, especially kiddos, parents, grandparents. Bring your kiddos out.
Our local veterans, you may have experienced some of these that they would love to hear about. So it's most definitely to do so. And the fun thing is Joplin is the cardinal point on both of them. We're the only city that 66 crosses the Jefferson Highway at. So it's really a unique thing for us to be part of both points there.
And Patrick, around what time do we anticipate they'll be departing the old terminal of the Joplin Airport?
They have a hard departure at 10:30. 8:30 to 10 o'clock. If you want to come early, we've got a few American flags to give to the crowd to wave when they arrive. And then they'll be lining up sometime after 10 o'clock to depart. And also, if you don't want to forget to mention, is the Freedom of Flight Museum, which is inside the terminal, will be open that day for tours. So if you've not been to the Freedom of Flight Museum, plan to hit the convoy, and then after that, look at the aviation information about Joplin.
I know the board of directors of the Freedom of Flight Museum, and especially their curator, Ernie Tremblay, is very proud of that museum. Yeah. And they, and he especially, have put so much work and time into expanding that museum. It truly is a gem in Joplin.
It is. And the part we keep learning about is Joplin's role in aviation. October 16th, 8:30 in the morning, the Military Vehicle Preservation Association reenacting the 1918 military convoy coming through Joplin.
Patrick Tuttle with Visit Joplin. Thank you so much, sir, for being here in the studios today with American Media and sharing this great information.
Thank you, sir.